I've struggled with consistency in many things for many years. So when I saw this meme the other day depicting a cycle going from we've hit rock bottom to we're so f***ing back, it struck a chord with me. I was like, dang, it really do be like that sometimes. One thing that took me a long time to get down, and I can pull up the exact numbers, is meditation. I signed up for my meditation app in 2019. So in the past almost 1,000 days, I've only meditated 142 times. And the majority of those times were the past year. It's funny how something literally as simple as sitting and doing nothing for 10 to 20 minutes, I struggled to do consistently. Another big one for me is definitely something I've covered in some of my fitness videos, and that is hitting my calories, hitting my protein. And this is something that I need to be consistent in to hit the physique and strength goals that I'm striving to hit. And yet my lack in consistency would just go under the radar. And then I look back on the past 3 months and I'm like, wow, my weight hasn't changed at all. And the one thing that I struggled with the most that had the biggest impact on my mental health is NoFap. Even after learning all the downsides and bad effects of porn and masturbation, I struggled with consistency in that for years. And I'm sure you can relate, because if you're even somewhat interested in self-improvement, you've probably tried to quit pulling the pee-pee at least once or twice. And there's plenty more, because as you go on your journey of just creating a better life for yourself, you'd call it self-development, you find that there are a lot of good habits to form. Some are easy, some are hard, but regardless, you typically don't notice the effects of these good habits until after a period of consistency. And you know, when we try to start these good habits or quit these bad habits, we get that dopamine spike, that initial motivation. We're so compelled to start this. But that initial motivation, that initial decision has done nothing to put the systems in place that actually bring the consistency towards whatever our goals are. So then you fail and you feel shame, frustration. Perhaps you're even wondering something to yourself along the lines of, can I even do this? And before you know it, you're stuck in this cycle of unreached goals, which results in an unfulfilling life as you're digging this pit of self-hate and despair. I personally find the idea of that terrifying, and I'm willing to bet that you agree. So in my road to consistency, this is what I found to be the direct causes of failure and how to fix it. The first one is what I like to call the binge fallacy. I found this to be very common when you're trying to break a bad habit, such as drinking, doing drugs, watching pornography, eating junk food, things like that. And this is the idea that when you make a mistake or you relapse, that you might as well just go all out now. You tell yourself something like, well, I've already done it. I may as well do it some more. I'll get back on track tomorrow. And then you do it numerous times and fully let loose of your self-control. And afterwards, you just feel shame. For me, this is exactly what would happen on NoFap. I'd get a little streak going, I'm hyped because I have a little streak, and then maybe I stumble across something or a vulnerable moment happens and I relapse. And then I'm like, well, I already did it. I might as well do it one more time. Three times, four times, one more before bed. And that's typically where I would enter just the most hopelessness, depressed state. As my dopamine receptors have been absolutely fried, I'm absolutely fed up with myself. And then I tell myself, all right, this is it for real. I'm getting on my shit for real. And then it happens again. And this happens extremely often on diets. You see people that are eating clean for a while, and then they'll have just a bite of something, a little cheap snack, a little cheap meal. And then instead of just stopping right there with your little 1,000 calorie mistake, you go all out and have a 6,000 calorie failure. In moments like this, where you've taken a step off the path and the voices inside your head are working relentlessly to get you to drop your discipline and just let loose, that is a very important moment in your journey. That is when you need to exercise that discipline. You need to be like, okay, this happened. I'm going to work past it. I'm going to ignore the voices in my head. I'm going to show willpower. I'm going to show discipline. I'm going to show myself that I actually want this. And that's going to be that. And while obviously it isn't perfect, you still messed up, doing that will help mitigate the damage caused physically and mentally by your little mishap. And the main reason why you end up lacking the drive and discipline to go on is because your why isn't deep enough and it isn't strong enough. If you're trying to achieve that consistency towards your goals, but your why is extremely surface level, it lacks depth, you haven't really fleshed it out, it's no wonder why you fail. Now, I can't tell you exactly what your why is, because that's something that we have to dig deep within ourselves to find. However, with myself, a good example is me wanting to achieve financial success. Now, if I go throughout my days with just this surface level why of, oh, I want this car and this watch would be pretty cool, it's perfectly fine to have goals like that, and it'll give you that little hit of dopamine here and there, but it is not enough to really compel you towards the discipline required. Now, compared to when I really dig deep on why do I want financial success, I realize that it is because I want true freedom as a man. If I do not achieve that financial freedom, then I am stuck in a lifestyle that I don't want to live. I would be a slave to debt. I would be a slave to an employer. And if you want to get more personal, I wouldn't be able to retire my mother. My mother had me when she was only 16 years old. And from that point on, she had to sacrifice the rest of her childhood to work as hard as she could to achieve a decent life for me, my younger brother, and now my younger baby brother. So if I would like to be able to retire my mother, if I would like to be able to travel more back home to see my younger brothers as they're growing up and actually be a part of their lives, then I need to be consistent towards both my work and all the self-development around that, because that complements my work, that complements my mental ability, and will raise my ceiling for how much money I can make. One method you could use to really dig deep within yourself and find that why is to picture your antithesis. I want you to picture the future for yourself if you never achieve the consistency you want. In 5, 10, 15, 30 years, what does that look like? Imagine all the suffering, frustration, depression that you would bring upon yourself if you did not achieve consistency in what you're working towards now. Picture this in as much detail as you possibly can. And in that picture, you will find all the little whys deep within you that will help you achieve that discipline. However, also, this is something that you might need to write down, think about every day, pray on every day, because if you're like me, you will forget your why sometimes. I could have the most compelling why in the world to wake up at 6:30 a.m. every single day. And yet in that moment, my mind is capable of forgetting all that, or at least pushing it into a very small corner of my mind and allowing all the cope, all the excuses, all the persuasion to take front stage. So because of this, you're gonna have to get consistent. I know this is what we're trying to achieve in remembering your why. You may write it down and read it every day. You may meditate on it every day, pray on it every day. Whatever will keep you from forgetting it will keep you consistent. The next reason's effects are monumental, and it is that you have a poor self-image. You will act like the sort of person you conceive yourself to be. That is said by Maxwell Maltz. He is the writer of the best-selling book, Psycho-Cybernetics. If you subconsciously don't believe in yourself, then you will constantly make unconscious decisions that sabotage your progress. Because deep down, you know that you truly don't believe in yourself. Now, the first method to fix your self-image is visualization. Now, this is not visualizing the bad antithesis like we spoke about earlier. This is envisioning the best case scenario. I want you to imagine and write down exactly what it would feel like if you had a year, 5 years, 10 years of the consistency that you desire. And the more details, the better. Describe exactly what it would look like if you achieved those things. And after you've done that, I want you to sit and visualize as if it's happened. You've achieved it. And allow yourself to bask in that moment. Feel the emotions that you would feel. And when you do this, especially repeatedly, it tells and reprograms your subconscious to think as if it's happened, it's a done deal. And this is because, as Maxwell describes, your nervous system cannot tell the difference between an imagined experience and a real experience. And because of that, you are going to carry out more conscious and subconscious actions towards your goals, towards consistency. And as you make progress, you will begin to see yourself as someone who can actually do these things, which will authenticate your self-image and cement it further, which this is going to compound. This is literally going to reinvent yourself, reprogram your software. The next reason, which kind of ties into the previous reason, is that you are obsessing over the numbers, the streaks, the consistency. You get a little streak going and you're like, wow, I made it to day 10. I can't wait for day 30. And you are going to continue viewing it as a challenge compared to having the mindset of, this is who I am now. This is my life. The days don't matter because I'm doing this forever. Notice how those two phrases reveal drastically different self-images. The first one is like, wow, I've made it this far. This is good for me because I'm the kind of person that doesn't do this, compared to, I am literally the person that does this. See the difference? Also, keep in mind that when you're constantly reminding yourself of the little streak you got going, you're also reminding yourself of what you're trying to avoid, which may result in your mind further trying to push you towards doing the thing that you're avoiding. This one is super common in NoFap because everyone gets so autistic about the numbers. They're like, oh, I'm on day 17, and once I get to day 21, I can levitate. And at day 30, I don't even have to speak to women anymore. They just sprint at me full on naked. So honestly, in your journey, rarely take a look back. Always keep your eyes forward. And finally, what most of you need to hear is that you have to be brutally honest with yourself. And you have to accept that everything that happens in your life is 100% your responsibility. Now, I know, obviously, you cannot control every little thing that happens to you. However, you can always control how you react to it. If your emotions cause irrational thoughts, which cause you to react a certain way, that is completely on you. And now that you are aware of this, there are no more excuses. There is no more coping. If you fuck up, acknowledge it, learn from it, take responsibility, and continue to move on towards your goals. Now, your first reaction to that may be something negative, or you might feel hopeless, but in reality, you should feel more hope than ever. You should feel free. You have full control over the consistency that you desire, and through these principles, through the right practices, you will achieve it. I know it doesn't mean much, I'm just a guy on the other side of the screen, but I am rooting for you. Now, if by chance what you've been struggling with is NoFap related, I have a free PDF. It's the 5 pillars of NoFap. It's kind of a summary of the video I made on it. If it's fitness related, I have my fully comprehensive fitness course that will take all of the guesswork out of your fitness journey and allow you to just perfect every aspect from training, nutrition, supplements, mindset. And if you want to understand how to control your emotions and thoughts so that they do not control you and cause you to commit the actions that mess up your consistency, then click this video on the screen right now where I explain exactly how to master your emotions, master your thoughts, the exact practice that I use and how it's helped me. That's all I got for you. I hope this helped. Bye-bye.